Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Fiddle Tales by Tom Cunningham. We heard Turkey in the Straw. Fiddle Tales is on Low Tech Records. Well, we've arrived at our destination after a week of traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. I can recall two Thanksgiving dinners each year as we traveled to both grandmothers' homes when our son was little. This week, we celebrate the holiday with music about food and the goodwill that the day brings. We'll open the program with Robin Landers and her song Thanksgiving from the CD Waterproof on her own record label. Let's all help me celebrate my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Can hold, and it pours Grandma's hand played the tambourine so well. While leaves turn yellow, red and gold, red and gold, red and gold, gather firewood for the cold. Take a drink of autumn. Take a drink of autumn. The leaves return to earth. And decompose so more can grow. Smell the season turning. Smell the season turning. The pine are guardians of the green, of the green. They keep a promise in between till winter turns to springtime. Till winter turns to springtime. Are in the barn is full, barn is full, barn is full. The cows are fat, thick is the wool. Each day is for Thanksgiving. Each day is for Thanksgiving. We're in the balance, dark and light. Dark and light, dark and light. The time for taking stock is right. And putting things in order. And putting things in order. A flock of geese is flying south, flying south. Flying south, a whispered wish escapes my mouth. My heart is flying with them. My heart is flying with them.
That little Mary's house, a lovely flowering crab apple tree. Should be. Yes, she grows for Jamaica and for Mary and for you and for me.
Thanksgiving just seems like the right time to come to the aid of a neighbor. Jamaica's tree. And We Are Welcomed by Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt. That's on Pragma Vision Records from Sally and Claudia. And before that, we heard from Dan Berggren from his recording Fresh Territory and a beautiful song called Drink of Autumn. That's on Sleeping Giant Records. And before that, Bill Withers' classic tune Grandma's Hands from Tim O'Brien and his recording Where the River Meets the Road. And we let off that set with Thanksgiving from Robin Landis and her recording Waterproof. That's on her own record label. We are celebrating Thanksgiving, and what better way than to go into the kitchen? Here's Claflin and Grace from their recording Walk It With You and In the Kitchen on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The snow may be falling, the wind may be crying, but I can stay home all day. Sorrows away. No more hard times, no more bad news, just these mixing bowls and these dancing shoes. In this kitchen there's no heartbreak, how my feet can move, what my hands can make. I've got soup on in the oven, and I've got the radio on here in the kitchen where no one can find me. Gonna dance till my worries are gone. No more hard times, no more bad news, just these mixing bowls and these dancing shoes. In this kitchen there's no heart. A hot cup of tea and kick up my feet in this sweet smelling heat, but my troubles all far behind me. No more hard times, no more bad news, just these mixing bowls and these dancing shoes. All around me, the timer says the biscuits are done. Gonna spread on the butter, pour on the honey, do a soft shoe slow dance for one. No more hard times, no more bad news, just these mixing bowls and these dancing shoes. In this kitchen there's no heartbreak, how my feet can move, what my hands can make. No more hard times, no more bad news, just these mixing bowls and these dancing shoes. In this kitchen there's no heartbreak, how my feet can move.
My family is normal, except when it comes to dinner time, which is exactly at 6:15 every night. You can set your clock to that. But then my brother Tim learned how to tell time, and he thought it was fun playing with all the clocks in the house. So now Mama doesn't know which ones are right. Did you know that if it wasn't for time, we'd have to do everything all at once? So Tim started playing with all of the clocks, making them all different times, and it turned dinner time into total havoc. If we were all looking at different clocks, we would all get to the dinner table at different times, and that drove Mama nuts. Which is why Mama decided to use her secret weapon as a dinner bell, her yodel. Now, when Mama goes,
"Yodelady,"
we all know it is 6:15 and time for dinner, and no one wants to miss dinner. It's also time to set our clocks if Tim has played with them. My family is normal, except when we're all sitting at the dinner table. There's usually 10 of us. Mama, Daddy, Tim, Baby Trixie, me, my unidentical twin sisters, Cece and Dee Dee, Aunt Alice, who lives next door with her son Jim, who is also at dinner, and Mr. Block from across the street, because he doesn't have anyone to have dinner with. So we all sit down at this great big table, and Mama's filled it up with food, and Daddy tells everyone to say grace, and all together we say,
"Grace!"
And then it begins. Arms are flying, forks are stabbing, knives are buttering, plates are clattering, and for 1 minute, that's all you can hear. Then we share our stories of the day, but there are so many of us, it's hard to take turns talking, and we all like to talk. So now we all have our own sounds that identify whose turn it is to talk. There's a lot of talk at the dinner table. When Mama wants to talk, she bounces two spoons together back to back and plays a rhythm. That means it's Mama's turn to talk. When Daddy wants to talk, he gives a great big
ahem
in his deep, manly, daddy-like voice, and he grabs our attention. When Tim wants to talk, he makes a loud clock sound because he likes time so much. Baby Trixie can hardly talk, but she knows she gets attention with her silly laugh. So she does that all the time, and guess what? She gets a lot of attention. Cece and Dee Dee work together to get noticed, and they cluck like chickens in harmony. Now that's different. Aunt Alice doesn't do too well at getting attention because she is so polite. She tries to wait for a hole in the chatter, and she squeezes in and,
"Excuse me."
Lately, she's changed it to,
"Excuse me,"
trying to make the words longer and louder for everyone to listen to. Jim is a man of few words, but he pounds his foot on the floor like a bass drum, and it makes everyone listen. Now, Mr. Block from across the street lives alone, so he doesn't even know that he makes this sound all the time. And every time he makes it, which is often, he wonders why we're all looking at him. Oh, and you're probably wondering what I do when I have something to say. I have perfected mermaid speech, the underwater garble. So once the plates are served, we have a family orchestra of chaos and conversation, and it pretty much sounds like this.
"Excuse me. Excuse me."
"Mother, this is a wonderful meal.
Excuse me.
Children,
excuse
you should thank your mother.
Excuse me.
I've never tasted such good food. Thank you so much. Boys, what are you doing over there? Pass that butter, please.
No, not there.
Anything."
So you can see, my family's normal. Right. What does your family sound like at the dinner table? Are they normal too?
fountain pen ink in her mother's hand. Family recipe borrowed from a friend. Sally's name in the upper right-hand corner of a 3x5 card, yellowed and stained. Two egg whites, 2/3 cup sugar, a 1/2 cup chocolate chips, a dash vanilla, a 1/4 cup chopped nuts. Day, our family was in tatters. God took our mother away, wheeled her out the door. We had to clear the house out down in Florida, with air and golf balls bouncing off the roof, sorting through what did and didn't matter, with no real idea what we were doing. The car was packed with stuff. Zeros and ones, that's what we're left today. A pixelated shell of what we threw away. The sweet crunch of a forgotten cookie. My mother's hazel eyes when she laughed. The truth that we missed when we weren't looking. No, you can't Google that. Blue fountain pen ink in her mother's hand. A family recipe borrowed from a friend.
Milk and butter,
yeah,
to feed my family.
Right.
I need eggs, milk, and butter to feed my family.
Right.
Eggs, milk, and butter, got to make supper. I need eggs, milk, and butter,
woo,
to feed my family.
Right.
I need hens to lay eggs to feed my family.
That's right.
I need hens to lay eggs to feed my family. Hens to lay eggs, got to make supper. Need eggs, milk, and butter to feed my family.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
Need cows to make milk to feed my family. Cows to make milk to feed my family. Milk in my cows, I need milk now. Need eggs, milk, and butter to feed my family. Churn butter, milk from an udder. I need eggs, milk, and butter to feed my family. Here we go, boys.
All right.
I need eggs, milk, and butter to feed my family. I need eggs, milk, and butter
feed my family. Eggs, milk, and butter. Got to make supper. Milk to churn butter. Milk from an udder. Hands laying egg. Got to make supper. Eggs, milk, and butter. Feed my family.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1847. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. My theme music this week comes from Fiddle Tales by Tom Cunningham, and of course that was the Tennessee Waltz. It's on low-tech music from Tom. And before that, we heard from Maria Sangiolo and a community of musicians and friends. We heard Eggs, Milk, and Butter from her recording Planting Seeds, Maria and Friends, and that's on Raging River Records. And before that, we heard the title track of Family Recipe by Michael Gerling, and that's on Fool's Hill Music. And before that, the Dinnertime Orchestra from Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, along with Kim and Reggie Harris on the recording Dancing in the Kitchen, Songs for All Families, that's on Community Music. And we let off that set with Claflin and Grace from Walk It With You, and we heard In the Kitchen. We are celebrating Thanksgiving this week with songs about food and family. We lost a very important member of our American musical family just recently with the passing of Tony Joe White. Here's Polk Salad Annie from Tony Joe on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. carried home and cooked the supper, 'cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me, you know I need me a mess of it.
Everybody's busy, running like crazy, working two jobs on the go, eating fast food from little foam containers. I need a big bowl of something cooked slow. Spend my life out on the highway, eating airport and hotel food, always looking for some good home cooking. Just feed me something that tastes like it should. Slow food, come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Thinking back to Grandma's kitchen, wishing I could be right there. A heaping plate of southern fried chicken, buttermilk pie and an easy chair. Mama's chow chow and corn cob jelly, Brunswick stew, black-eyed peas, cathead biscuits, red-eyed gravy, crybaby cookies and sweet iced tea. Slow food, come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. chocolate cake on an old china platter. Apple Betty, peach ice cream. A whole lot of love whipped up in the batter. That's what slow food really means. Slow food. Come and get it. Slow food. All you can hold. Slow food. Feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Slow food to feed my soul. Slow food to feed my soul.
Ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun, all that chocolate on my tongue, that's a good enough reason to live, good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, high five playing low, digging that Irene, well you must know what I mean. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Good boy in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue, yeah. If I die young, at least I got some. And if I die young, at least I got some. Chocolate on my
Sounds good to me. Chocolate on My Tongue from Kathy Mattea and her new recording, Pretty Bird. That's on 30 Tigers Records. We are listening to songs about food for Thanksgiving. And before that, we heard Slow Food from David Holt from his recording, Let It Slide. And if you listened real closely, you heard Doc Watson at the very end. That's on High Windy Audio Records. And we let off that set with Tony Joe White from his recording Black and White and his classic Polk Salad Annie. That's on Warner Brothers Recordings. We are celebrating Thanksgiving with songs about food and family, and Eric Bibb has a new recording called Global Griot. And here's a song called Remember Family. Eric Bibb on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Got a brother in Conakry, a sister in Nairobi, got another brother down in Cape Town. I got an uncle living in Lagos, a brother in Bamako. I got a sister living in old Cairo. No matter where you are, near or far, wherever in the world you may be, whether feeling low or in the flow, remember family. Got a cousin in Kinshasa, a sister in Luanda, got another one living in Maputo, got a niece in Tunis, a nephew in Dakar, another uncle living in Yamoussoukro. No matter where you are, near or far, wherever in the world you may be, whether feeling low or in the flow, remember family. In Harare, a cousin in Banjul, another living out in Victoria, got a niece in Mogadishu, another sister in Accra, another one living in Pretoria. No matter where you are, near or far, wherever in the world you may be, whether feeling low or in the flow, remember family.
One Saturday, granddaughter Grace, mother and brother, and her at our place. The whole transformation began in her face, like she's waiting for something to happen. She pulled herself up in wobbly stance, shaking her bottom, waving her hands. It's entirely feral, completely unplanned. Everyone there is a clapping, 'cause she doesn't know what she should do, and she doesn't know, she doesn't know. It's not wrong, it's not right, it's a glorious sight. She's not taking notice or chances, she just dances. I know all too well, soon enough there'll be laughter and it will be tough to hold to the joy and rebuff all those who've forgotten the call, who won't let themselves find the groove, who think you've got something to prove. Get up off your ass and just move, 'cause it's still right in there after all. She doesn't know what she should do, and she doesn't know she doesn't know. It's not wrong, it's not right, it's a glorious sight. She's not taking notice or chances, she just dances. It's me and a banjo and her, it's wonder right there on the floor. Magic in miniature, it's more poppy, more poppy, more, more. As this world wears us down through the years, and we're ruled not by joy but by fears, I still marvel how hope reappears in something so wondrous and wild. And it helps me have faith will endure. Of this simple thing I can be sure, I have rarely seen something so pure as this meeting of music and child. Where she doesn't know what she should do, and she doesn't know she doesn't know. It's not wrong, it's not right, it's glorious sight, this rapturous moment of utter delight. No hint of embarrassment, nothing contrite. She's not taking notice or chances, she just dances.
I don't have any grandchildren. I do have a granddog, but I don't think Henry dances very much. So I send that out to my good friend, Cap'n Bill, who's got a whole slew of them, and they all love to dance. That was She Just Dances from John McCutcheon and his newest recording, Ghost Light, on Apple Songs Records. And we let off that set with Eric Bibb from his new one, Global Griot, and Remember Family. That's on Stony Plain Records. I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and lots of leftovers. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1847.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, 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 all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing.